Larry Graykin here, as usual. At the end of this first trimester, I looked at all the things that were working and the things that weren't, and I decided to make some changes. A few of them are pretty minor and insignificant. The entire grade scale, however, the number of XP that a player needs in order to go up, totally changed. And my decision to shift more toward activities that occur in the class and two major assignments to get the experience points needed to level up, I think will have a pretty profound difference, will make a pretty profound difference in the gameplay from day to day for the students involved. I wanted to do that for a couple reasons. First of all, change is often good, just to keep things interesting. Second, the students had done a lot of writing, and now it's time to really look at revision. And in order to get substantial and useful revision going on, we really need to have the students look at the writing that they've already done and start thinking about what could be done to make it better. So, just a change in emphasis for the second trimester. Finally, I changed the way the roles are going to work, that is to say, the jobs, in quotes, that the avatars take on. It's going to be built more directly around what the students' abilities and, to a certain extent, their deficiencies are, giving them a boost on things that they have troubles with and a little bit of a handicap on the things that they do well with. All this is an experiment to see if I can streamline and improve the overall gameplay. This is all about throughout the course of this year. It's all about trying things out and seeing what works and then tweaking the things that didn't work as well. Hopefully this will work out better for the students and the parents. They'll be able to chart progress more directly and more accurately to see that the child is on track for a particular grade. Things like that. There are two other things that are going on. First of all, I'm developing, with more and more student input, I must say, storylines for the coming weeks. Most specifically, I'm looking at an analog for Christmas or Hanukkah, which would be called Lonai, short for Longest Night, and just built around a solstice and trying to figure out what that will look like and what will be involved in the classroom. The other thing I'm doing is I'm trying to figure out which elements of the changes that I've made need to be posted on the site, and I'm preparing to do a bit of a site overhaul. I had hoped to do that this weekend, today being the 11th of December, but at this point it's probably going to have to happen in the evening hours this coming week, because there's other stuff I need to do this weekend as well. One quick word about one of the things that happened during the course of the festival week, that is to say the last week where I was trying to calibrate things for the students that really deserved to have a better grade, and because I had not calibrated as accurately as I might have hoped, and ended up in the C range instead of the B range. So one of the things I did was I brought out something that I'd done in class 3 or 4 years ago. It's called the Crazy Bumblebee. Basically it's a spelling bee, but when a word is given to the students, they are also given, usually, some sort of thing that they need to do with it or to it. For example, they might have to spell a word backwards, or they might have to spell a word omitting all the vowels or replacing the vowels with another letter. They might have to actually physically act out something while they were spelling a word. Things like that. I had done that before in an ordinary classroom configuration, along with the rest of the language arts team at the school at the time. It was an activity that was brought to the school by one of my colleagues at the time, Shauna Coppola, and had been quite successful then. And it occurred to me that it had been a while and that these kids weren't familiar with it. And it was a big hit. They really enjoyed it a lot. In most of the classes, everyone participated. Although, like in a regular spelling bee, students were eliminated in the same sort of way, the same sort of structure as a regular spelling bee. So that was something that I would probably want to include in future festival as well. The other thing I want to mention is about surveys. At the end of the trimester, I created surveys, one for students and one for parents, and put them online there through Google Docs, and was hoping to get feedback. Unfortunately, the number of pieces of feedback I've gotten so far is minimal. I've only heard from 6 students and 3 parents. But one of the first ones I got from a student expressed concern at the fact that I was giving away XP towards the end, and the student suggested that I was doing it to make myself and this game overlay look better. That really disturbed me a lot. I have not addressed it in class, but the fact that a student would have that perception was concerning to me. I'm still not quite sure how to address it. I knew that I would probably have the game miscalibrated, and my big concern was that everybody might come in too high. In other words, if I had erred on the side of it being easy, then I might have had a bunch of kids end up with A pluses that didn't necessarily deserve them. And so when I calibrated, I did put it on the hard side intentionally, figuring that I could adjust it and make sure that everybody in the end got the grade that they truly did deserve. And that was the whole idea of Festival. The perception that this was something that I did in order to make the overlay or myself look like a great teacher or something, as I said, it's disturbing. It bothers me a lot, and it's not something that I had imagined would be the perception. But again, I'm really not sure how to address that. That was one of the first pieces of feedback I got on either of the surveys, and in fact, that was the student one, and then the parent one, probably the parent of the same child, had similar concerns and critical feedback, and I was sort of put into a funk by the fact that the first pieces of feedback that I got were so strongly negative. Since then, I had 2 additional parent feedbacks, which were strongly positive, and 5 more students, all of whom were strongly positive. So I'm not feeling quite so bad or concerned as I had been when that first one came in. But I am now concerned about the fact that so few people have actually done the survey. So I have to try to urge the students to get that done. I don't want to be coercive, but I do want to get the feedback so that I know what's working and I know what's not. And if that first response that I got from that first student is actually representative of a percentage of the students, then I definitely want to know that so that I can figure out how I'm going to bring it up with them. Because I think that's a misapprehension. And certainly it's a misapprehension when it comes to my intent. My intent was merely to make sure that the game was challenging, and yet in the end that children got the grades that they truly had earned. And that's really all it was about. I've got rather a lot I need to do yet, and I'm also looking into a couple different grants, so I'll be studying up that stuff. I have a bit of a backlog in terms of creating items, that is to say virtual items for the kingdom, and I'll be working on that in my copious spare time. I have quite a few ideas for things that I want to introduce to the kingdom. And meanwhile, there's the whole Longest Night Loney holiday event that I'm trying to figure out and coordinate, and that's taking up a bit of my mental time as well. So I'm going to keep this particular podcast briefer than usual. However, please remember that anytime you have any questions or comments that you'd care to share, you're certainly welcome to get in touch with me. You can find my email address, you can just go to the Kingdom website, which is www.diderol.org, and there is a form that brings it straight to my email. So that's probably the easiest way that you can do it. Until next time, maybe a couple weeks, I'll probably do my next recording over the break after Loney and the conventional winter holidays have concluded. So until next time, this is Larry Graykin. Take care.